You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pine from Newstalk ZB.
Let's get you across the Tasman, Adam Peacock, codesports.com.au and various other media platforms, and on this show every Saturday. How are you, mate?
Piney, good, mate. Yourself?
Very good. Yeah, I'm actually in Christchurch for Sail GP, looking out on beautiful Littleton Harbour. You'd like it down here, mate. You've probably got property here already, have you?
I wish. Pardon me. I just got back from a run and you've got me. The airs are a bit, the lungs are a bit empty, but mate, South Island, New Zealand, I say it to everyone. I've been there a stack of times and it's one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful place on earth. And not just saying that because I'm speaking to your audience and your good self, Piney. It's simply spectacular. And I can only imagine if you've got a nice day down there and it's not blowing off the Antarctic, that it's very enjoyable.
It is. No, it's an absolutely picture-perfect day. Let's talk some Australian sports. Aussie Grand Prix this weekend. What sort of cut-through does the Aussie Grand Prix get in amongst your very crowded sporting calendar?
Yeah, pretty big. It's a big event. And you're probably the same there in Kiwi, but like in Australia, when a worldwide event comes and all the stars come, it gets a lot of attention. It always does in Melbourne. And I think I've noticed after COVID, these big worldwide events, that people are just going to absolutely enjoy them and loving the experience, because we know, let's be honest, we probably know what's going to happen in this race. It's going to be Red Bull 1-2. It's going to be Max Verstappen winning another Grand Prix. They've only not finished on top of the podium, Red Bull, in Singapore since the start of last year. So every single Grand Prix has had a Red Bull driver on top, and more often than not, it's Max. So it's got an air of predictability, the results, but the whole weekend and experience is... it gets a lot of attention.
Look forward to seeing what plays out across the weekend there. To the Socceroos, who are in World Cup qualifying action. Back-to-back games against Lebanon. The first was the other night. A 2-0 win. What was the tale of the tape in this one? Was that a bit closer than you thought it might be?
Yeah, and I only caught the second half. I'm actually doing the Sheffield Shield cricket. So much sport on this weekend. Well, we've got the Socceroos on Thursday and then again on Tuesday in Canberra. But wedged in between that, we've got about 87 games of footy, both rugby, Super Rugby, NRL, AFL. We've got Golden Slipper, we've got Sheffield Shield, we've got Formula One Grand Prix. But the Socceroos bookending it all, yeah, it was scratchy towards the end. And, yeah, they didn't put Lebanon away. And that's what the concern is, really. Want to see a performance where we put a team like this to the sword with a 5-6-0 thumping. They just find it hard to put teams away, and Lebanon came back. So he'll tinker with the squad, I'd say, the starting 11 and indeed the ones that come off the bench, Graham Arnold in Canberra, in a couple of days' time. But, yeah, an improvement is needed because it's just not quite functioning the way that we thought. The expectation was that we'd improve out of the back of the World Cup, and I'm not sure we have at the rate that expectation dictates.
A-League fans, in particular those fans of the Central Coast Mariners, have been calling for the inclusion of Josh Nisbet for a while. He eventually got his call up to the squad due to an injury to another player, but didn't get on the other night, I don't think. Any chance he gets a Socceroos debut, or is there still a bit too much on the line to throw him in?
I don't think he starts, but he could, especially if things are comfortable. If it's 3-4-0, with all due respect to Lebanon, it might not be in the second half, but he could come on and make his debut. He's an incredible story. He's 5 foot nothing, basically, Joshy, and you've seen him play, you've called him. He just does not stop. And that's the way that he's approached when he got to Central Coast from up in Brisbane with no guarantees. Alan Stajic took one look at him and thought, no, mate, you're not for us, you're not good enough, you're not going to play first-team football. You can stay here and play NPL football with the academy, but I'm not going to say that you're going to play A-League ever under me, but he just worked his socks off during COVID, and then a couple of guys got injured. He got a chance. Stajic changed his mind, and off he goes, and he's become arguably the best midfielder in the competition. So it's a great story of resilience and perseverance, and he might get his reward on Tuesday.
And in amongst all of the games that you were talking about before that are coming thick and fast, what has happened to the South Sydney Rabbitohs? Absolutely mauled by the Roosters last night in the NRL.
Off a cliff. I mean, like round 11 last year, they're top of the ladder. They conspire to win only four more games for the year, drop out of the eight, don't make the semi. Sam Burgess walks away because he's arguing that Latrell Mitchell and also Cody Walker get preferential treatment in preparation. And then it's spilled onto this year, and they're 0-3, and their coach, Jason Demetrio, is the next man in the gun, and he looks like he needs a win this coming Friday against the Bulldogs, otherwise he's looking for a job. It's incredible what's happened, but their roster is not balanced enough. They've got too many superstars out wide, and they don't have enough grunt in the middle, and that, again, got exposed by the Roosters, who just played too quick and straight through them last night. So, yeah, extraordinary way for arguably the most famous club in the league to start the way they have, and I can't see it improving anytime soon.
I can't believe how quickly you've recovered from your run. It's like you've never been out. You're just speaking normally.
It was 20 minutes ago, and then it was the first time I talked to you and your good producer as well. So I was getting they're back. It's like the horse. I don't need the post race vet examination, thankfully. I'm showing no abnormalities. There's enough abnormalities anyway. So no, I'm feeling pretty good, Pony.
Love it, mate. Thanks as always for joining us, Adam. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, mate. We'll chat again next Saturday.
You too. Enjoy the day, mate.
Take it easy, mate. Thank you. I will enjoy the day. Adam Peacock, our regular Australian correspondent, every Saturday afternoon around about this time, bringing us the insight into what's happening across the Tasman.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pyne, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.